So Becky, why isn't my mic working?
Will you turn it off?
It's on.
Hello, hello, there it is. What web, what are we using now?
Teresa, Symphony Graphics.
So you'd go away from Teresa?
Mm-hmm. And we could have up to, I believe you, well, Jordan, are you there? No? Okay.
The call drop.
Okay. Well, they have, Civic Plus does strict, well, not strictly, but they have over 10,000 municipal customers. They have several here in Nevada. we would be in compliance with all of our posting. We can mass email.
We're not in compliance right now?
Jennifer has to do a lot of extra steps where we could push one button and it sends it out to everywhere it needs to go. We can have, it's much more user-friendly as far as the residents. We can have forms that they can go onto the website and just fill out for requesting use of our property, room tax, and it's right there. They don't have to print it out, fill it out, scan it, and send it back, which is what they do now. they've also got a meeting center. Not to mention they are about 3,000 less a year than Teresa is when, after the initial setup.
Yeah, we're not broke, though. The money is a concern to me.
The security that Teresa in her contract says she does not guarantee, if we were to crash tomorrow, we'd lose everything.
Yeah, okay.
Civic Plus guarantees they have our backup. We would be back up within 8 hours after, if yeah. something were to happen. But they've also got all these firewalls and protections to yeah. protect the website. You need a microphone, Beth.
Can I just sit by you? Bethany Thompson, THOMPSON. So from the perspective of tourism, I'm wondering if there is an opportunity for us when we move to Civic Plus to yeah. separate.
It is, yeah. We've already talked to them about that.
Okay, so it would be ideal.
You would have your own page.
Yeah,
the mining park would have their own page.
TonopahNevada.com, and you guys would be TonopahNevada.gov. Mm. That being said, I would, from an ease standpoint, just from people that I've spoken to who've used Civic Plus, I would need a lot of help. And so I'm wondering if there's an opportunity that the tourism stays with Teresa. And
that
I could
be
negotiate
up to the board.
That contract.
Yeah, that would be up to the board. I know they'll do the Central Nevada Museum, they'll do the mining park, they would do a separate, and it would all fall under the one domain. But
yeah.
they would be, you click on a button and it would be a separate website.
Yeah, and I feel like, so I'm just thinking about yesterday, right? So yesterday I had to upload 13 or 14 different events. And because I was busy doing other things, I reached out to Teresa and I said, can you please get these flyers up, because I wasn't doing right by the community. So I understand that this is exactly what we're looking for from the government perspective.
I think it has. They also do a lot of tourism within government sites. And Jennifer and I sat in on a workshop with him, or a presentation by him. And, I mean, it's totally up to the board if they want to pay, too. It would be a separate domain fee plus the...
So it's a domain
website.
Fee, that's the GoDaddy
yes,
2000,
that is
right?
The GoDaddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then whatever the annual would be for Teresa.
Right.
Which, because she wouldn't be controlling the entire website, I would think would go down.
Right. Well, and like when Jennifer and I sat through it, they will train up to 10 of our employees at no extra charge. And it's as easy as attaching an attachment to an email to upload stuff.
We'll do 12, actually.
I'm sorry?
Up to 12, in fact.
Oh, up to 12? You're there. Good. You can take over.
So just from the tourism and the community perspective, I would like the board to discuss that we stay on our own, tonopahnevada.com, and then all of the government stuff go to a different domain of like tonopahnevada.gov, and that we stay at least for another year with Symphony Graphics, because I don't know if we have the capacity in my department.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't. Can everybody hear me?
Can we let Jordan give his presentation and then discuss it? Okay.
My mic keeps going out for some reason.
Jordan,
sure,
you
and
go
I'm
ahead.
In the Zoom meeting, but I won't be. I don't know if you can see me or not. I haven't been let in.
No, we can't see you. We were having problems with the recording of the meeting plus the Zoom. It was I don't know what it was, there was a lot of feedback. So we've just got you on the phone now.
Did Jordan,
you have
we
your
have your printout there
though?
In front of us.
Okay, let's see. I just want to make sure we're going to just do this over the phone. I won't be screen sharing.
That's right. Sorry
okay.
about that.
No problem. I'm going to leave Zoom. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I have, just to make sure that we're on the same printout, I have one for Web Central, which is the website CMS, and then I also have a printout available for Agenda and Meeting Management.
Yes. That's
okay.
what they all have.
Perfect. Which one would you like to cover first?
Let's do the Website Central starter.
Sure. All right. How would you like me to do this? Do you have some questions I can answer, or do you want me to just give a high-level overview of what this is?
Can you give an overview and explain how everything would work?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to be clear, just based on our earlier conversation just a minute ago, the idea would be that the tonopahnevada.com would remain, and then we would want to grab content from the government menu and move that over into a tonopahnevada.gov. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, there's a little bit of echo on my end, so I'm trying not to talk over myself a couple of times. So if it sounds odd, I apologize. So we are a firm that works specifically with local governments. We have over 6,000 website customers from towns very, very small to very large. We work with Yerington and Pahrump and Fernley, just in sort of your general neck of the woods. We have a CMS that's designed for very busy local government employees, so it's very quick to edit, drag and drop upload. So it's very easy for people that have other responsibilities to be able to maintain a website quickly and easily, up to and including the ability to sunset and sunrise dates for types of content, so as time allows. You could pre-set a piece of content to auto and update onto the website, and more importantly, when it's no longer applicable, say it was a page related to an event, you can automatically have it roll off the day after the event happens, so you don't have to always be getting into the website or out, only when you want to be able to update some content. The proposal that I have on the website side has two different design levels, and it should be, it's designed to try to be as straightforward as possible. We would, the standard has, five layouts to choose from, sort of limiting as far as, layout configuration goes, because it's off-the-shelf layouts. A premium website would be a full custom design, so you can kind of tailor it to specific audiences. We will do all the work of building the site with feedback from you guys as far as how the design should look, how the layout should look. And then we will move over all content that you want us to. My understanding is, from the tonopahnevada.com government tab, we would take all that content, duplicate it, pull it over into a new website. And then, train anybody who wants to be involved in updating that particular website. Okay? One thing I will say, if you do want to get a .gov, that we or any private company is not allowed to assign those or give those out. You would have to apply from to the federal GSA, General Services Administration, to get a .gov. There is a little bit of a process to go through. It's not arduous, but it's a process to go through to get assigned .gov. They just want to confirm that you are a legitimate government agency. So you would just go to get.gov to apply for that.
Okay. Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry. My name is Bethany Thompson. Thanks for being here today. Did your company do the Urington.net website?
Let me pull that up here.
Okay.
Urington.net.
It's so there's like a Lyon County website, and then there's Urington.net.
Yes. Yep. If you scroll to the bottom, it'll say government websites by Civic Plus. That's just our link logo.
Okay. Okay. That's a really lovely website for those of you who haven't looked at it from the perspective of a community member who needs to access, things like our meeting minutes and things like that. So I suggest you guys look at that. It's great.
Yes, thank you. I do think that's a good layout. That would be what we consider to be a premium layout. And this is running on an older, I'm just looking at it, this is running on a slightly older platform than the one that, we're offering through the proposal right now, but very, very simple. But, that's sort of what we're focused on. As you can imagine, with Civic Plus, we only work with local governments.
This is
I don't know if you guys have a computer in the room and you're looking at Urington.net.
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
Yeah, if you may, Becky, maybe you can direct while I kind of explain it. But the way we build websites is to be very easy for people to understand and navigate from a government department point of view or from a community point of view. We always will have a how do I menu. A lot of times people are very goal-oriented when they come to a local government website. They're there for a specific reason, not to surf the web. They're there to look up a piece of information, download a form, and they want to be able to find that quickly and easily. So you might notice that we give people multiple choice to get a lot of different places. So, you scroll down a little bit and you'll see that little button that says agendas and minutes. But you can also get access the agendas and minutes through the how do I see page and go to agendas and minutes, right? There's just a lot of different ways to be able to get that information because we want to just try to make this as accessible to as many people as possible. And it doesn't matter whether you're on a computer, a tablet, a phone, it's designed to be device agnostic.
Right.
If we were in the Zoom meeting, I would do a short back-end demo, but it really is, Becky and Jennifer saw this, it really is a click-to-edit, drag-and-drop system. It's really designed to take as little of the valuable time as possible to maintain this kind of a service. What's also really neat about it is all of our websites also have notifications built in, so people can sign up for updates from the community, and then anytime any piece of content is updated under those categories, it'll always give Becky or Jennifer, whoever else is going to be managing the website, it'll always give them an option to notify anybody who's self-signed up for that notice. So it's a good way to just sort of make it more than just a website, but also sort of a communication portal, an update engine to keep people involved in the community.
Do you have the ability to make payments through these websites, and do we currently have that ability on
ours? We do currently have that ability for all of our payments through Point and Pay, and then the TPU system's a little bit more because it links right to our billing system. So we talked to
in
him
that
about
case,
that.
In that case, we would just link directly to it, like what you're currently doing. We wouldn't have to change anything.
Okay. Jordan?
Yes.
So if I understand correctly, what I'm hearing is
if there are updates that need to be done to the website or documents that need to be added, Becky and Jennifer would be able to do that themselves. It wouldn't involve contacting your organization and submitting a ticket or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. On the back side of these websites are, again, I don't know, Becky, that demo that I, or, you know, that 2-minute demo video that I sent you in an email a couple weeks ago, maybe
yeah,
that would be something that you could show off just to give an idea if they want to see sort of what the back end looks like. But the answer is absolutely correct. It's designed for people of any technical ability to be able to update a website very easily and in real time.
Yeah, I can't access it right now, Jordan. Sorry. But they do have the printout of what we talked about.
Okay, excellent.
And Nye County is also on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know right now when you do a search on our website, it doesn't take you anywhere. You can try to search for an item in... I can't tell you how many phone calls I'm walking people through trying to find something on our website because it's not that user-friendly.
When you do an update now, are you at the mercy of Teresa?
Yes.
For some days.
Well, we can update the calendar. I know how to post the minutes and the backup and stuff, but other than that, we can create forms on demand. If we needed, what else, Jordan? We the minutes, yeah.
Yeah. So using this, I mean, just on the website side, not even the agenda builder piece. That's a separate proposal. But inside of any Civic Plus website, you can see on page 4 of that printout. What's included in every website we build is going to be a place to put agendas and minutes, and that's a place to put it whether or not you use the agenda and meeting software or not. There's a calendar, there's an alert center, there's document management, there's the Notify Me system, which allows people to sign up for notices and get those notices when things are updated. There is a form center. It is a drag and drop form builder that can be used for anything from a basic contact or let the city know form to an employment application to a full permit, and you can build those as needed in real time and embed them on pages. There's like a news feed, there's FAQs list, and everything that we build is also designed, you know, to be highly secure. We are connected to Guardian / Cloudflare security, so this is absolutely the, you know, an enterprise-level secure system.
Becky, are there certain things right now that we cannot have on our website that these guys can provide for us? That we just cannot get on that website.
Well, like streaming our meetings and stuff, uploading the information or
the
recording it directly where people can access our meetings online. What else, Jennifer?
I love that. Hey, Jordan.
Yes.
What is the difference between the standard and the premium contracts?
The only difference is the design level. So standard would be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How many sub
pages
can we have?
Five is standard.
Like,
if
we wanted to have the mining park, I'm sorry?
As many as you wish. You can have as many as you wish.
So we have one that was a tourism website, one that was a mining park, one that was a museum, correct?
Yes, and you can make them part of the interior pages of the website, or if you want them to sort of have their own domain and their own look and feel, we can also separate them out a little bit so they have their own layout, and that would be using one of the department header packages.
Yeah. Is that any additional cost?
That is. That's listed below as a website app optional add-on.
Hey, Becky,
hey. Mm-hmm.
Right now, Teresa's responsible for updating things on the museum's page or tourism
mm-hmm.
or the mining park.
would you and Jennifer
but
now...
She updates based on the information we give her, so we have to take that step.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But she's responsible for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So would you now be responsible? You and Jennifer would be the ones doing the actual work.
Yeah, and it would be just like emailing her. So it wouldn't...
What do you mean?
It wouldn't take any more of our time to do that than what we're doing now, notifying her and giving her the information.
Okay.
It would just cut out one person out of the...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the ability to do real-time updates, and beyond that also notify people that care to know. And, but it's really designed specifically, I kind of imagine, just based on what I'm hearing, that all the content on the government tab or menu, all that sub-content could live in its own government-specific website.
Correct.
And when we build websites, you know, we would do all that work. We would do all the content migration. So that wouldn't take any time, you know, on Becky and Jennifer.
And your annual for the premium is $5,772 annual fee, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the difference between standard and premium...
What would the cost be to migrate to your system?
The one-time fee would be $1,700, and that covers the work of building the website, a premium website, migrating content, training Becky, Jennifer, and any other staff.
That's not bad.
And then the annual fee is just for the software license, and it's specifically for, you know, the hosting and security, unlimited tech support, and the system that allows, you know, drag and drop updating.
And there's also a revamp every 48 months or something, isn't there?
That is available.
Or 24?
That is available. It's an additional $425 a year to have that in the contract trailer.
Okay.
But essentially what that means is that's prepaying for the art director's time with, you know, 4 year ago dollars, essentially. So there'd be no additional cost to redesign. Beyond that trailer, that's another $425.
All right.
I'm on page 4. I just want to make sure everybody's on page 4 of that.
I think so.
Yep, we are.
Okay.
How about tech support? Like every time they need troubleshooting guide, is it an extra fee or is it included?
No. Fully included. There is click-through tutorials, and I did show Becky and Jennifer this on the first demo. There are step-by-step click-through tutorials for just about anything you possibly want to do on the back end of the website. There is a dedicated customer success manager who is not tech support, and he or she is available to answer things like general how-tos or what are other communities doing and how are they doing it this way, sort of a tips and tricks person. And then there's also unlimited tech support. Tech support, phone support is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central time with 24/7, 365 after hours emergency phone support. And all of our support technicians are here based in the United States. We don't outsource.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for Jordan?
No, but I just told the chair we're not making a decision on this.
No, we're not.
So we need to move on.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, I hope I was able to answer everybody's questions today.
You were. It was great. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Bye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Jordan Carnes.
Has left.
And we were back at the museum.
Hello, testing. May I?
Yo, absolutely.
I don't even know where we were, Becky. I think I ended by asking you, would you like me to call Commissioner Koenig to find out what his intent is, or do you want to do that?
Well, I'd like to watch the meeting first.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I have made a recommendation under public comment during a Board of Commissioners meeting a couple years ago when the Pahrump Museum was saying we don't get enough money and we need to take more money away from Tonopah. And my recommendation at that time was to leave the tax rate alone, and if the Pahrump Museum believed that they needed more money than what the Board of Commissioners needed to do, because they sit as the Pahrump Town Board, that what they needed to do was supplement the museum's budget with Pahrump room tax. And you would have thought I was talking about sacrificing somebody's child, because the lash back on that was horrible. People were saying, we're not going to take money away from the fairgrounds, and that money, that room tax money, is for the fairgrounds. Well, now that has totally shifted, where they don't want to spend any money on the fairgrounds.
Yes, their room tax is broke down in several different categories.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And tourism is one of those subcategories for their room tax, and funding their museum through that portion of the room tax that goes to tourism, it absolutely qualifies. Yeah, so if you could watch that meeting, that would be great.
Yes.
But just to be on the safe side, at least during the tentative budget, we need to maybe bump it up a little more.
I was going to say, I ran some numbers after you'd mentioned it to me. I currently had them at $30,000. We have a professional services line item that I had $200,000 budgeted for. We could increase that to $65,000 from $30,000 and still have $8,500 as a contingency, or we could increase that line item, which is doable also, and still keep that same.
Yeah. You're the doctor. I just want to keep the doors from closing.
Yeah.
Because if we lose that tax rate completely.
Besides that, what other funding do they have?
Pardon me?
What other funding does the museum have besides that? Do you know?
Donations. That's it.
Okay.
Joni, when you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gift shop, too.
Not funding the fairgrounds anymore. They awarded $550,000 of all the CDBG money to the fairgrounds. So
yes,
they don't need
I know.
To anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and
right.
That's why they don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean the general public, the ones who were crucifying me for bringing up the fact that they could be and should be using room tax money to supplement the museum.
Oh.
Those people are singing a different tune now. They don't want them. They do not want the fairgrounds because of a perceived increase in traffic, increase in noise, increase in dust. And they're going to use all our water.
What did they think they were going to get when they put this money toward the fairgrounds?
Yeah. That's why I have PTSD.
Traumatic stress disorder.
So as we go through each of the department budgets, I just wanted to point out PayPoint HR's recommendations. On the admin budget, it would be two positions, 1.33 FTEs. It does not include Joe's salary. As far as the proposed budget includes all of our current salaries.
What page are you on? You got to keep us on.
I'm on page 12. Sorry.
Page 12.
Yeah. Let me get back here. Anyway, the proposed budget has Joe's salary in it, as well as a third of mine and Jennifer's is what is included in that. But the increase in that little box down at the bottom of the page for benefits and salary based on their proposal was $26,785, and that was just for mine and Jennifer's. And that's salary and benefits, not just salary. So that would be the additional cost to the department. But I did reduce that budget by $52,423 because the OPEB expense and the liability or the property insurance expense are coming out of different funds now. The OPEB will come out of the OPEB fund. And it does still have a transfer from the general fund.
Does everybody know what OPEB is?
It's post retirement benefits for former employees who qualify. And then the property insurance will come out of the risk management.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions on that?
Yeah, I just didn't completely understand, sorry. So you're saying this budget has the pay point recommendations all the way through, aside from Joe's?
No, the budget does not have the recommendation. The box at the bottom would be the increase to that.
This is your, okay.
Yeah, and it does
and
not.
This is that, what you did this throughout, like any other department?
Yes, any departments that were affected, because not all departments were affected.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So then if you go to maintenance, which is on page 14, we just had an employee retire, so their salaries were not affected at all. We were pretty much on target. I think it was an 18% increase, and I had sufficient money budgeted, so it would not change if the board did decide to go with their recommendations. But we won't be paying longevity because none of the employees have been there long enough this year. And obviously, they're all fairly new, so they would be at the beginning of the pay rate, not the current one or the suggested. I think it goes from 1906 to 1928 is what the recommendation was. So mostly, this is the reduction in this budget is, again, the OPEB contribution and the long-term employee retiring. So, any questions on the maintenance budget? Okay. On the volunteer fire department,
I have an unrelated question for Joe. Manny retired. He was the supervisor, right? Who did you promote?
Nobody is promoted. They're coming to my office in the morning right now, and got to decide how we're going to handle that, but right now we're just coming up with a game plan in the mornings and seems to be working. We'll address it as
we're
get going.
We're not the city of Las Vegas.
Nobody has been there long enough to be promoted.
Right, they've all got the most is 2 months.
Yeah.
And so.
But Jerry did bring up some request on additions or changes, modifications to your building, didn't you?
For the fire department or for maintenance?
For the fire department. And his budget is reduced a little bit. $12,000 of that is the retiree insurance premiums that we pay. That'll come out of the OPEB fund now.
About
you had asked about opening up some space, and so I thought you could tell them what your ideas are.
Chief Gerald Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R. We're running out of space for storage, basically, and everybody's visited the station, correct? Where you come through the back parking lot into the staircase, we want to build a platform that goes across the back of the station above the cage. That way we have all our lockers could move up there. We're kind of trying to get to where we're moving all our carcinogen equipment to one central location to eliminate exposure within the station everywhere else. That way guys come in, don their gear, straight to the apparatus, out the door. I've talked to Stretch to come and have him look at it to see if it's even feasible to do. He knows more about structure than I do. And then we'd move forward with that. That is the big plan of what I would like to try to do in the next couple years. If we start getting more volunteers, we're going to need more lockers. It would also open up space for us to be able to store training equipment, supply rooms, stuff like that.
And any kind of idea on what the budget would be on that, what it would cost?
I've not got a clue. That's kind of why I wanted to walk through there with Stretch and show him my...
Post-methanine that we could feel.
Yeah. I wouldn't even begin to guess. I haven't got that far into looking at cost on it, but I can start working on it after Stretch and I walked through there. It's been a dream, and it was something I mentioned to Becky, and she said that it was something we needed to start getting put in our budget so we could look forward to it.
But that would be special capital, right, Beck?
It depends on how much it's going to cost. I mean,
okay.
It could be more than likely, yeah, it would be.
So, that's it.
Okay.
That's the only big change.
I think that's a great idea, Jerry.
Well, we're just trying to expand with our times and get ready for an influx.
I just asked Stretch if he cleared that through me first.
Well, I was going to ask you if I could borrow it for 30 minutes.
Becky?
Yes.
The insurance for the retirees was $12,000 budgeted last, and now I'm seeing it.
That's coming out of OPEB now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the retiree insurance, all the contributions that we make for current retirees and future retirees is all in the OPEB fund now.
Okay, so it's just moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Any more questions on the fire department?
No.
Okay. On the convention center, Michaela gave me several requests, which is on page 17, and most of it was covered under her current budget. I did increase the operating expense by $5,000 for the current proposed budget. Actually, it was $10,000. That's an error. I didn't get this updated. To cover table skirts, tablecloths, earth planters for the outside, and replacing these stage curtains.
Yeah, why do we want to replace the stage curtains, Bethany?
The stage curtains are torn, and they just need to be replaced. So.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yes.
There's a lot of things. We did our midwinter convention here, and we found out we're shy on
salad bowls
and stuff like that. In our brochure, it says the round tables, you can have a choice of either a white or a black tablecloth. Well, there are no black tablecloths yet. So there's a bunch of things. If we're going to continue to do, and we're going to have Bethany and the convention center people go and solicit to keep on doing conventions, we need to be able to have the equipment we need to do that.
Yeah.
And I know, Dawn, you've talked about updating the kitchen and bigger remodels in here for a while.
Well, the only problem with the kitchen is right now we're not certified to have a full kitchen.
Right.
That's why we just have the warming ovens and the coolers. If we were to go to correct me if I'm wrong, if we go to a full kitchen where we can actually cook there, then it's totally different. We have to get different permits.
It is. Plus, our insurance would increase quite a bit also.
Are you talking about from the perspective of HVAC and like venting system?
No, he's talking about making it a full kitchen where you could actually cook and prepare in there.
Right. And so with that, you'd have to change, like you'd have to have different venting system, and then you said the insurance would go up, and that's because of that, correct?
I'm not sure what all's involved in the requirements.
Yep.
I haven't looked into all of it yet, but
okay. Okay. I do think there's some opportunity just from being in food and beverage for too long. There's some opportunity to make some improvements to the kitchen that would help outside caterers. I don't think necessarily having a full-blown cooking kitchen because that's such a liability. But I think there's some opportunity there for some additions that would
I feel like there's some opportunity for just modernizing this building a little bit too.
Well, the one is this curtain in between the buckboard room and this main room. You cannot hold two different meetings here right now.
Correct.
Because that's why we had to take and push half our people to the Elks Lodge because they could not hold a meeting in here and in the buckboard room at the same time using the all the electronics that we have. That does not block it off.
Yeah.
And what do we didn't we check and see how much it would cost to replace those once?
Yeah,
before
it
Joe?
Was
a
few years back. Several hundred thousand.
Yeah, it was quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I think, Don, last year during budget time, weren't we talking about replacing the front doors, too?
We've got that.
It's in here?
Injury.
Okay.
another thing that Michaela requested was replacing the broken ceiling tiles.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And landscaping out front, and that could all be covered under the current building maintenance budget, which is $30,000. So that's sufficient to cover those. And then there were also some capital projects that we'll discuss when we get to capital projects.
Becky, or Mr. Chair, may I go down a slight rabbit trail? I think I sent you guys, I bought a postcard at an auction, and it was of this building when it was the USO Club.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll have to do something with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get a big poster size made.
Especially since we have the USO mural up front.
Yes.
Yeah.
The PayPoint HR recommendation for the two admin associate positions at the convention center would increase their budget by $6,800 on top of what it is. And I have the wrong amount down there also. It should be $285,626 would be the adjusted.
But that's just one employee?
No, that's for two employees.
That's for two.
Mm-hmm.
When Becky and I discussed the budget, we agreed to keep the second employee in the budget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't get rid of
it.
I always, because you never know when.
Vacant for now, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And same with the maintenance budget. We have one position vacant right now.
And that's in here, too.
Huh?
That's in here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do account for those vacant positions.
But that's not under the convention center.
No. Well, actually, the convention center and the mining park split one of the maintenance positions 50-50, and that is included.
I'm so glad you said that, because that sets my hair on fire every time I hear that. If we're not going to commit that employee 4 hours a day at the mining park and 4 hours a day at the convention center, then take it out of the budget and just make them maintenance. And these guys turn in trouble tickets or whatever you call them. You know what I'm saying.
So, Joni, we have been having tremendous success over the past few months scheduling and coordinating maintenance. So thank you, Joe. Thank you, Becky. Thanks, Michaela. Michaela puts it in the calendar. If we have set up breakdown items that need to be fixed that are not a 911, and the employees are scheduled and they're brought over here. So since we implemented this system a few months ago, it's working really, really well.
Okay, so Becky, so riddle me this, Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Why can we not just remove that division from the budget? Because I'm a real stickler for that stuff.
I can move that salary back to
maintenance. Yeah, if it says 4 hours, then they better be down here for 4 hours, or up helping Jeff. I thought he was here. Oh, or up helping Jeff for 4 hours a day. But if they're not, and I understand because we've discussed this, because you need them for the parks, then just get it out of the budget.
And I agree with you.
And get it out of the budget, and as the maintenance guys do work, just build the department back.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, and that was that way before I
Are you good with that?
Started budgeting, so I had always left it because nobody told me to move them. So no worry, I can do that if the...
that'll
increase the maintenance budget then by, I think it's a total of about $70,000 for one employee.
Yeah, well,
with
benefits. Yes and no, because it's
all
not
general fund, so it doesn't affect the bottom line for the general fund. I'm sorry, Jen.
Okay, that's right. But it'll come out in the wash because if the maintenance guys are reporting to you that they worked 2 hours at the convention center, then you just bill back the convention center. I mean, it's all a paper chase, but if that's how you do things.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
No, you have something
on
your mind.
We had tried that.
And it doesn't work?
It really didn't work well.
And I agree. I think we just have three maintenance guys. If they call, we'll come down, take care of it. No billing back to the convention center. They're just taking care of town buildings and town property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, with you saying that, let me ask that question. Are three maintenance personnel enough for the town, or do we need to put another one on?
Well, we've got space for another one. on the maintenance side right now.
Okay.
And if it's another maintenance person and not, we need it in the summertime, and we've got a summer guy coming. He's already put his application in again. It's the same kid we had last year, and that takes care of the parks for us. So
and
right now, everything seems to be running good. These guys we got right now are all catching on, doing a great job. They're getting things accomplished. So, yeah.
Yeah, we should have been.
I'll just leave it at that. I think three younger guys are we're good. Yeah.
So in our budget, we're scheduled to be able to have part-timers during the summer and that to help when we need it. And okay. And you feel that's enough? Okay.
And I apologize. Is Timmarie here? Sorry, Timmarie. She is part of that professional services budget, the senior center. Would you like to go ahead and come up and...
Back to page 10?
Yes.
Hey, real quick, I was just going to say, the high school kid that we have,
right,
he's
now
coming back
30,000
trained. He'll be hitting he'll hit the ground running, and he'll take care of all the parks for us. And that's usually one full-time person up at the parks because we have five of them, and we have to mow and do all the other stuff. So I think we're good going into this coming up year.
Are we moving on from the convention center?
No, we're going to let Timmarie do her presentation.
Hi, Timmarie Kosick, KOSCIK. I'm the program manager of Nye County Senior Nutrition, and we're here like we've been here the last number of years. Fortunately, we have continued to receive the funding from Division of Aging, a substantial difference the last 3 years. They almost doubled our budget. I don't foresee that staying that way, so having the extra money from you folks that we could come back to is amazing. But we all, like Becky, we work with her, and we make sure that we exhaust all of our grant funding before we request any reimbursements from the town of Tonopah. So even like the last fiscal year, we only used 16,000, well, basically 17,000 of the 25,000 that you had allotted for us. I anticipate that to be the same this coming year. I do want to tell you about some very huge success stories that we've had at the senior center and senior nutrition. I don't know if any of you know the gentleman, Bruce Larson. He passed away.
When we lived in Rome.
Yeah, when he passed away, he created a trust fund, and he put Andy Robb Gruley in charge of that trust. And she came to us 15 years ago, and they have been giving us monies, $1,700 a month, to go towards our foods at the senior center. He was very, very, very specific that this is what he wanted. And we graciously have taken it. His executor, she's getting up there in age, and their investment company said, you need to spend this money. You need to do something with it. You've earned a lot, and you need to do something with it. So she called me and said, what do you need? I said, gosh, it'd be great if we could get cars. Tell me how much it is going to be. So I said, okay, I want three Durangos for our long-distance medical transportation. You got it. And then when I got the amount of money, I called her and I said, well, I think we need a transit van for Smoky Valley, because we have a driver in Smoky Valley that brings clients in every Tuesday for lunch, and then maybe once a month, not during the winter, she takes them to Fallon for grocery shopping and anything else they might need. And I said, so I'd rather just get two Durangos and then the transit van. She said, oh, just get three Durangos and the transit van. We're talking $209,000 and change. So when I got the check in the mail, I was like, oh, my God, we just got the transit van. Then because of her health, she's closed the account and has gifted that, because Bruce Larson was very, very adamant that the money was to stay in Tonopah for the seniors. So they gifted the project council $266,000 and change, We're going to invest that, well, not we, they're going to invest it in a CD and then use that money that we make from the CD to compensate for the $1,700 a month we won't be getting. But it's just,
that's in addition to the vehicles.
And that's plus. So almost $750,000 we've gotten
awesome.
From the trust fund. So so that's a great success for us. We average about 1,000 meals a day, or excuse me, 1,000 meals a month that we serve our homebound clients. And our homebound clients come up to, they vary from about 22 to 18 clients a day. And we were gifted last year another huge grant that we had no match to. So we're waiting. It'll be 1 year we've been waiting for this new truck to deliver our homebound meals. It'll be a F-150, and that's from Division of Aging. It's a truck with the refrigeration and heating units on the actual truck, four-wheel drive. It'll be much safer than the caravans in the winter. Not that we've had a lot of winter, but so we're still waiting for that. And on top of that, with this home-delivered grant, we were able to buy a substantial amount of new equipment because we can use it for making the homebound meals, even though it's benefiting the congregate side of things as well. So we've had a really good couple of years. So, and I don't foresee it, like I told you, I don't foresee us using much more than we did last year, if at all, with all the gifts that we've received. So, just
Kimry, who is cooking for you now? I just saw the local paper, and they were just filled with seniors in there eating. It's like, okay.
Yeah, we lost our cook. Linda was absolutely amazing. Right. She passed very, very suddenly. And fortunately, she had trained her niece, and we let her take it over, and she's doing an amazing job. I have... And it's been a while because you have that's ups and downs with staff because sometimes they don't all like to work like they're supposed to. But luckily we have an amazing staff right now, just like the health department was there. We got a 98. They took down two points on us because we hadn't chained off the ice machine and told us we needed to move the ice machine. The ice machine has been there since the building was built. I said, I cannot move the ice machine. There's no place else to put it. So I will debate that one. But anyway, so they do a great job. They do everything they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it, and I'm very, very, very fortunate now. So. We got it once. We did. We got it one time a couple years ago.
The Elks Lodge got 100%.
That's correct.
Yeah. So.
Well, I currently
and like
have
I 30. Said, the ice machine, I mean, seriously, it's been, I said, well, I've worked the program for 15 years and worked for the county for 21 prior. It's always been there. When was the building built? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Long time ago.
And didn't you just get your parking lot repaved?
Yes, the county finally did that last year after there was just debate on when, what, and where. And when I pulled up the email and said, okay, February 22nd, 2022 is when I sent you the first email. They just did it last year. So, well, this year.
They're faster than DOT.
Well, but same with the museum, because we had been complaining about the deterioration in the parking lot for years and years and years. And they said, yes, we're going to do it this year, and then we waited 3 years. And
well, unfortunately, we had one of our elderly ladies fell in the parking lot, and that did it contributed to her passing, but it wasn't what caused, you know, the total. And I had to use that card and said, you're going to have to do something or you're going to get mm-hmm. sued. Something's got to give, because it was awful.
Lonely.
It was,
mm-hmm. I loved her.
It was awful, so...
I currently have $30,000 allocated for the senior center. Is that where we want to leave that then? I know you've never really ever used all of it, so.
I would very much appreciate that. like I said, I don't anticipate us using it,
right.
But you just never know. With Division of Aging, well, any government thing, you don't know if you're going to continue to get what you've gotten. I'm cross our fingers. I can't believe we've gotten what we've gotten the last 3 years from them. It's been amazing. So that would be great. I would appreciate that.
But your center has a really great reputation, too, though.
We do.
Yes.
I think we do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry about the wait.
Back to the convention center. Page 16.
Yes. So I just wanted to let the board know what an incredible job Michaela has done with identifying things that she needs for our visitors, for our guests, for our community to make the convention center better. So she had been working on a list. And Becky, thank you. Becky took the time to explain to Michaela where different purchases would go and different GL codes and things like that. So it's really exciting to see that our employee is really invested in the convention center. So I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Thanks, Timmery.
Yes, she was very interested in the budget process. So any other questions on the convention center? Other than the capital projects, which will come up.
Bethany told me that she went into a meeting with you guys and asked for an additional $365,000.
I asked her if she was going to start working for free because we could cover it.
I said go big.
I got a lot of what you were asking for.
She did.
Anyway, any other questions on the convention center? Okay. Now, on the mining park. They had a budget decrease of $8,200. $10,000 of the decrease was the professional services line item that covers the blacksmithing program. And he hasn't come close to spending the $60,000, so that was budgeted there. So I've cut it down to $50,000. And then there were some small increases for building maintenance and communications, I'm sorry, and fuel. Or, I'm sorry, advertising. God, I can't see today. I'm tired. And other than that, there is four positions that would be affected by the PayPoint HR recommendation. It's one half seasonal 0.5 FTE seasonal person, 1.75 permanent part-time employee, and then two full-time employees. But the combined increase for benefits and salary on that would be at $24,700 for all four.
Hey, Jeff, way to be under budget. My gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, $130,800 under budget. Any questions on that one? The pool, we were right on target with pool salaries, so that would none of those positions would be affected by the pay point.
So we're not underwater with that budget this year?
No, we're not.
Didn't understand.
And the reason the capital outlay is highlighted, because I wasn't sure when I put this together if we needed that line still, and Joe said we did,
yeah.
So that's why. That was for me to catch him. And
wow, they're way under budget.
No. I mean, they are and they aren't in some areas.
Well, almost $50,000 under budget.
Yeah, and they usually are.
Here.
They were. Oh, we did not have enough budgeted for propane this year, so I did increase their propane budget. But those costs have increased. So. And I decreased the mining park's propane because they don't need it anymore. Any questions? On the pool budget?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The park, I increased the water on that because we were getting close to that. $56,000 was spent last year and the budget was $55,000. So.
We need to get with the water company and ask for a reduction in fees.
They said no. They said absolutely not. It's not happening. It's
we can
fact,
take
we're
care of that. We can just do away with them.
Good luck with that.
For the fairgrounds, Chrissy Pope got a hold of me. She said that the dirt in the arena really needs a lot of work. The county has the type of dirt we need, and they said we can come and take whatever we need. We just have to pick it up and deliver it. But in order to maintain that soil, the dirt in the arena, and make it usable for rodeos and whatnot, she asked if the board could consider adding this to their capital. And it could be a capital outlay under the rodeo fairgrounds for $74.95 for this drag. She's talked to some guy, and I guess if it's dragged regularly, the soil will be usable. Right
we
now,
we do have a drag,
but
it's not like this one. I think that one's called the Black Widow, and I believe that's the name of it.
Right.
And it's supposedly one of two of the top of the line drags you can get, and there's a science behind that one as opposed
right.
to what we have.
Right. And she said that there were a lot of complaints the last rodeo.
Because that dirt compacts.
It does. It gets hard as a rock.
And I don't know if you guys remember, we brought the person down from, I believe it was Fernley or Fallon, to test the soil mm-hmm. in the fairgrounds, and he recommended bringing in unwashed sand.
Yeah.
So that's our next big haul we're going to be doing.
Is that what the county has?
I don't know, Joe. Do you know what they have?
Yeah, the guy went out there and identified what pile he wanted us to pull out of, and the county said, take whatever you guys need. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can add that to the rodeo budget for the next workshop if you guys are interested in looking at those numbers.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be a capital outlay.
Yeah, we need.
And then there was no change.
No. He just said, start hauling it in.
As much as we can
get.
That
would take a lot.
Just, I mean, this might be the wrong place for this, but just because we're talking about rodeo, I know TJ has talked about some more help financially with throwing rodeos, and he doesn't necessarily want to come to the board and ask. And some of these expenditures wouldn't necessarily fit under 5/8 room tax. But I know sometimes there's funds that we've pulled from to help events. Am I correct in that or not?
Not for that kind of an event, because he charges entry
right.
fees and he charges gate fees. So
yeah.
we couldn't do that.
So like Fishing Derby, for instance, that's all 5/8 room tax we pull from?
No.
And that's strictly for advertising expense.
That's what?
Strictly for advertising.
You're talking right. about the fish?
The fish is from the town. And actually,
yeah.
I was going to bring that up later on, too, because on our capital.
So that is coming from a different fund.
Yeah, it comes out of the town fund. Well, the town put $10,000 worth of fish in last year.
Yes, and I think what you're saying is maybe, and I haven't talked to him about this, but like $10,000 toward his cattle or his stock or whatever.
Yes, yes. I don't know the specifics, and like I said, TJ is, he wants to do it on his own. He doesn't want the help, but I think he needs the help. He didn't throw a second rodeo last year because of that.
He's not throwing a second one this year either.
Well, yeah, and he needs that cushion to be able to
yeah.
get it rolling. And he may pay that money back. He may have some money left over.